The tools that humans use to wage war have changed a lot throughout history, so it might surprise you to learn this. There is a region in the jungles of Myanmar where guerrilla fighters still use elephants as part of their arsenal. Yes, Rudyard Kipling must be smiling somewhere. War elephants are still a thing. And the world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok has been investigating.
There are two types of war elephants. There's the war elephant that will come charging at you across the battlefield and stomp you to death and gore you with its tusks. Those are pretty much out of commission. You won't find them anywhere on the planet. And then there's the logistical war elephant, which is used more like a pack animal to stealthily creep through the jungle away from major roads and deliver supplies to guerrilla groups.
And how much of that is going on today?
Extremely little. As far as I can tell, there's only about 50, maybe, war elephants, and they're only used by this one group. They're called the KIA, the Kachin Independence Army, and they're up on the border with China and Myanmar.
So why does the KIA use war elephants? I mean, there's really nothing else that they can use or train in the jungle?
They are trying to control an area which has very few roads. And if there are roads, those are going to be used by the government forces to bring in armed personnel carriers and trucks and everything like that. So this rebel group, they own the jungle. And if you're in the jungle, there's no better pack animal than an elephant. They have musculature in their feet that is perfect for going up muddy mountains. And this is a place where it rains a lot. They can just eat bamboo shoots on the side of the trail and power up.
And have you been up there? Have you seen the elephants, these war elephants?
I'm very sad to report that I haven't seen any war elephants. I wish you wouldn't remind me of that. It's one of my life's dreams.
All right. So take us back as far as we know in history to kind of like the first sighting of war elephants.
I'm not exactly sure about the first, but I know it goes back 4,000 years, and war elephants have popped up throughout history. Alexander the Great used them. Perhaps the most famous use of war elephants from antiquity was Hannibal of Carthage marched war elephants all the way through the freezing Alps to get to Rome. I think one thing to remember is, you know, it's not just the elephant stomping you to death or spearing you. They had this great psychological warfare aspect to them. I mean, if you hear that elephant's shriek from across the battlefield, you're going to completely lose it. It just absolutely terrified armies, especially armies that had come in from afar and had never seen an elephant before, period.
Did American soldiers ever face war elephants on the battlefield?
They did in the Vietnam War. There's reports of choppers shooting elephants that belonged to the Viet Cong. It's my understanding that the way they would identify an elephant on the pro-American side or the Viet Cong side is if the elephant had mud on its belly, which suggested it had been slinking through the jungle on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. And if you saw mud on the elephant's belly, you could shoot it.
Well, Patrick, I know you haven't seen a war elephant, but if it's on your bucket list, I'm sure you'll see one eventually. The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.